That song reminds me of football. It's a classic, an Oztober one from Hunters and Collectors, Holy Grail, and Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 747 Triple M. And speaking of footy, there was a women's regional carnival which happened on the weekend at Newtown Oval. The coach of the Estimates team is Brett Crawford. He joins me in studio. How are you, Crawf?
Good, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, great. What a wonderful result. I think we took it all out.
Yeah, well, awesome weekend. The girls were fantastic. Yeah, we won all three, which was good. So, yeah, they were amazing.
Who were the best players of the day?
Oh, there was a few. I think Claire McIntyre had a pretty good carnival. Jaquique Tonkin, a couple other, Ali MacArthur, Sophie Hawke were pretty good. Cheyenne Thomas up forward. She kicked some unbelievable goals. Very, very talented. So, and there were, the lesser likes were very good as well. I mean, the whole team was...
Well, when you win three in a row, you usually have a pretty good spread between players, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, so that was three, there was three round games. So each of the teams, the rap team from Kalgoorlie, Albany and Esperance, played one another. And then a grand final.
Yep.
And then obviously went through unbeaten. And what was the grand final score?
I don't know the actual score. I should know because Diesel was the timekeeper. I think we got up by a couple of goals or, a goal and a half or something. So, yeah, it was pretty tight. It was only two or three goals kicked. So,
and greasy conditions as well. Saturday it wasn't the driest of games, but I guess that just makes the competition a bit more harder, a few more contests.
Big hits? There was a couple of big ones. Young Ivy Bondarenko come and played the grand final and within the first 5 minutes copped an absolute brain cruncher.
Oh, boy.
And I reckon it would have hurt anyone that was ever playing footy. It was massive.
One of those hits that you can hear from the boundary.
There's some big hits. One of the Albany girls copped a... Well, she smothered the ball with her nose. Hopefully she's all right, but yeah, it was an amazing weekend, and the girls got along really well. In the end, they were all sitting around having a drink and something to eat. I mean, a big thank you to Dempster Sporting, who are the major sponsors. They do amazing work for women's footy. Yeah, to Sue and Pete, thank you for your work.
So obviously this has been a great season. We've had the two teams, Ports and Esperance, play off, and that just grew with momentum, and then this carnival as well. What do you see for next year? Are you pretty excited to go around again?
What are you
sort of predicting?
We've got a lot on. Yeah, we've had a big chat over the couple of days about women's footy, and hopefully we can grow these two clubs that we've got to something pretty big, to 40-odd girls to a side, and then we can start introducing either Gibson or Newtown into the competition. But it can't happen too quick, otherwise it'll just collapse. So, there's plenty of support for women's footy. There's no doubt about that. Pretty keen to keep it rolling.
I think there's it's a football town, and I think there's a lot of girls who've got fathers who have played for years and years, and they just want to pull on their same jersey, wear their numbers, and chase the pigskin, and why wouldn't you?
That's it. And even like girlfriends of boys playing at the moment, they get in, and all they want to do is wear their boyfriend's number, and if they don't get it, they get a bit savage. So, but that's all fun part of it. So, it's good. Hopefully, it grows to something big. Next year, we hope to take a few more girls away on our carnival to Perth. Yeah, and the footy next year is going to be every second week for the girls rather than once a month.
Yeah.
So, they're going to play a lot more games.
Perfect, and which is good, and that's the way you do it. You sort of build it up with a few games, and then you start building that momentum, and then more games, more players, hopefully, and then you can build it up from there. Look, it's been, as I said before, an outstanding season, and it sounds like the regional camp went off without a hitch as well, so we look forward to seeing this grow and prosper in the near future. Coach of the Esperance Women's Footy Team, Brett Crawford, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Sean.